This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week, baby?
Tom, I'm telling you, I'm exhausted.
You were going to say I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I'm not going to be able to keep this facade up.
Yeah, I was going to fake it.
Yeah. Hey, fake it till you make it.
Look, Tom, I don't know if this is normal or I'm just like, my brain is stupid, but... hold your questions and comments and insults to the end.
Well, I mean, you asked the question, I was about to give you the answer.
You and I drove down from Boston today. We had a show in Boston yesterday. It was great. It was like a little over a three-hour drive.
Yeah, much like Gilligan's fated cruise.
Yeah, except we didn't wind up on a deserted island with a movie star. The movie star was on the... They were all on the boat together, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. Nobody was already on the island.
Okay. Look, I know this was every 80s comedian's hack bit about a three-hour tour. Why'd they have all the luggage? But, like, also, like, would, like, Angelina Jolie go on, like, oh, let me go on this boat cruise all alone with, like, these...
right, with a professor.
Like, with these pricks, with these nobodies. Yeah. Well, there are a couple millionaires there.
That's true. You know what? Everybody might have had their luggage. Well, in fairness, like, Gilligan and the skipper, they wore the same thing every day. They didn't have luggage with them.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like, they might have been killing time before they had to go to the airport.
Yeah,
so they might have had their luggage with them. So go to hell, 80s comedians.
Yeah. I still don't know why there was a movie star on the ship.
Look, movie stars have time to kill, too.
These days, the obscenely wealthy don't, like, hey, we're going to go on the same tourist attraction as a freaking professor.
We don't know where they left port from, though. It might have been, like, a very small, like, island in the Caribbean, and that was, like, the only boat in town.
Yeah, there weren't many people on that boat, and two of them were the crew.
Right. It might have been that the other boats were like, oh, there's a storm coming. We're not going out. And, you know, these two knuckleheads didn't check the weather or whatever.
It sounds like them. Yeah. I bet the skipper was like, hey, Gilligan, you check the weather and let me know if there's anything.
And he looked at the map upside down or something.
Yeah, the problem with the freaking skipper is stop trusting this guy at some point.
Yeah, he's a real idiot. Kill him.
Yeah. Oh, man. In real life, they would have killed him, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every week he was screwing up some rescue attempt. Yeah, at some point they would have just slit his throat.
So we drove down, and, like, it's, just over 3 hours. Driving that period of time just wears my brain out. I don't think my brain is used to being, like, you have to be aware of your surroundings for a few hours at a time.
You also drive very fast.
Do I?
Tim, it's a four-hour drive, and you got us home in three. It's a four-hour drive with no traffic, and you got us home in 3 hours, which I appreciate, but, like, holy hell. Like, and this often happens when I'm, like, driving any kind of, like, distance with you. Like, I have to, like, at a certain point, like... stop looking out the window because I get too nervous.
We didn't have any close calls.
Oh, no. But, like, you drive just so fast, and it makes me, like...
Here's the thing.
There was nobody else on the road. It was great. Like, you had every reason to drive fast, but you drive so fast that it's still...
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't look out the windshield because it terrifies me when I realize how fast we're moving.
I usually don't drive that fast. Like, like my day-to-day driving, like, if I'm, like... I drove here from my apartment.
Yeah, when you're not on the highway or whatever.
Yeah, or even, like, you know, if I'm not, but there's something about the New York to Boston and back that's like, I want to make the best time I can. And friggin' Google Maps and Waze, they ruin you.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, here's how long it's going to take you, and here's what time you're going to get back. And I'm like, I bet I can get that to go down.
Right.
And so, like, my goal is to, like, it's, you know, it says, like, you'll arrive at 2:53. I want to get that down to, like, I bet I could get home at 2:50 instead.
Yeah, you're a regular day, modern day John Henry.
Yeah.
Trying to beat the machine.
Yeah. Sorry for driving so fast.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm alive and we did get back very fast.
I was afraid of getting pulled over because I don't have an up-to-date insurance card.
Oh, yeah.
I have insurance. I realized they sent me the card and I left it, you know, mm-hmm. at home on a table.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get pulled over. So I didn't go more than 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, except when I was pretty confident there was nobody around.
Right. And then I went 20 miles over the speed
limit.
It's
fine. Tom, grow up.
Look, I said it was fine. I said I was happy you did it. It just scared the hell out of me to the point where I couldn't look out the windshield sometimes.
And it's made me so tired that I can barely think right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. At least you know that, like, hey, I wasn't just, like, speeding along all willy-nilly. Like, my brain was very much engaged.
Right. Yeah.
I should have taken a nap before I
not
came
not during
here.
The drive, Tim. You can't. That's not what you can use cruise control
after
for.
The drive, because we got back a few hours ago.
Yeah.
We went our separate ways, and I, you know what I did instead of napping?
Bid each other farewell until we meet again in a few hours.
What I wanted to do was turn on something on TV and just like take an accidental nap.
Yeah,
you know, when
fall
you're
asleep
like,
on the couch.
When you're like, you know what, I can't.
I'm just going to rest my eyes.
Yeah, I can't like justify a full nap right now.
Yeah, I can't like go into the bedroom and get under the covers. Yeah. That's like too much.
I had to like make the bed before my wife comes home. Yeah. Otherwise, she'd be like, is this what you did all day? You just friggin' napped? It's like, yeah, I also drove 1,000 miles an hour and almost killed my friend.
Yeah.
So I turn on a thing, and guess what? Guess what's on the TV when I turn it on?
What?
It's an interview Dan Rather is giving. You know Dan Rather, the newsman?
Yeah, I know Dan Rather, the newsman.
He's like he's a real newsman.
Yeah, they
he's got gravitas.
His slogan is Dan, I'd rather be giving you the news than anything else.
He friggin' so it was an in-depth hour-long interview with Dan Rather.
In-depth.
Yeah. That's what I said.
You said in death.
Oh, jeez. All right. There's going to be a lot of that today. Yeah. I'm pretty tired. In depth. Can you guess who it was with?
The Grim Reaper. Maybe that explains
Freudian
slip.
No. You would think it'd be like, oh, probably like Kofi Annan or like, you know, Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah,
like
a world leader. Yeah.
It's Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, really?
Dan Rather now has for some reason was like, all right, book an hour in a studio. We're going to get Weird Al in here and just delve into everything about
Weird
Al.
And that's like a daytime television show?
I don't know. You know how like streaming works and you're just like,
oh, okay.
I don't know. It was some channel on Sling TV that I never heard of.
Right. It's like, and it's like this might be like the feed from like India right now or something.
Yeah. But it was Rather and Yankovic there for a year.
for a year.
For an hour. Jesus Christ.
This is going to be a long episode.
Yeah, it really is.
This is going to be a long episode. It might be a minute long.
I don't understand that.
That was a joke about you mistaking units of time.
Oh, I get
and
it.
And me also making a big unit of time mistake, but in the other direction.
I see. First question, Dan Rather asked Weird Al. Uh-huh. Weird Al, thanks for being here. First question, are you weird?
Well, come on, that's...
Yeah, it's like, do your research, Rather.
Yeah, it's right in the name, you idiot.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is gonna be a long hour interview.
Yeah.
You should be like, okay, like, and now what do you do?
What was Al's answer?
I bet
he was probably like, oh, I'm actually not that weird.
He said, it was a good answer, he said it was essentially situational. He's just like, look, I can be weird, but like in a subdued interview with, you know, a serious newsman such as yourself, obviously. Here. But if this was like a morning zoo show, I'd up it. And it's just kind of like, most of the interview was just Weird Al explaining, like, no, I'm just like a normal guy. And then he'd be like, yeah, but like, how do you make funny songs? And Weird Al was just kind of like, change the words. Like,
change the words to be about something funny.
I make the title a pun and then usually go from there.
Yeah. I met Weird Al once years ago. You know what I would call him?
What?
Nice Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Super nice guy.
Yeah. He seems like
close personal friend of mine.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's the name of his fan club.
The close personal friends of Weird Al Yankovic?
It's close personal friends of Al.
Oh, I think I did know that. Yeah.
Back when I think I sent away and never heard from it. They didn't accept me into the fan, but
oh,
I wasn't a big enough fan.
That's too bad.
I wasn't a big enough fan, which is crazy because I was a very big Weird Al fan.
My old job before I...
coal miner, we know.
we found out at some point that our office had... I don't think any time recently, but it previously been the address of the Bon Jovi fan club.
Oh, nice.
So we would get Bon Jovi fan letters. But again, I don't think that had been the case in like at least a decade, if not more. So the type of people that didn't figure out like, oh, I should see if there's like an updated address from the one I have been using from 20 years ago are the type of people that send long letters to Bon Jovi. So we would read those and they were always like,
the address is still pretty probably the same as in the liner notes of Slippery When Wet.
Right. Yeah. And the letters would go from like, you know, just like fawning to like asking, you know, just like very specific questions. I think, you know, just in an attempt to prove like, look at how big of a fan I am that I'm going to ask this. Maybe nobody's ever asked you this specific
question.
Which
is a question nobody ever wants to answer.
No, and like the type of question where their answer would probably be like, oh, I never noticed that either. I'm not sure why on, you know, the cassette version versus the CD reissue, the blue is more of a cyan.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the letters, they would get very erotic.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them all the time?
Yeah, I would say without question. I think, like, I didn't realize this was happening, and somebody one day was like, ah, there's, like, a whole drawer, like, because they get these letters, and they don't know what to do with them, like, you know, the front desk. I was like, oh, I know what to do with them. Let's open them and read them. And they're like, oh, you can go to jail for that. I'm like, you can't go to jail
for
that.
Bon Jovi going
to
prosecute you? Like, those are my demented fan letters.
Yeah. Bon Jovi himself is a cowboy wanted dead or alive. He's in no place to pass judgment.
Tom, he doesn't run on a regular horse.
No.
He's a steel horse.
Yeah, he's got warrants out for him. Yeah. He's wanted.
He's a scoundrel.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if he came one day to pick up his letters, I'd be like, oh yeah, hold on, I'll go get him. I call 911.
I have a wanted man. Hey, I recognize him from the poster in the lobby.
And he's got a gun, so you better, you know, come in here with your guns out. Be ready to shoot the kill.
Yeah, and that's how Bon Jovi was murdered in cold blood.
Yeah, no, but he never came to pick up his mail. Nobody ever, like I said, I think it had been the address like 20 to 30 years ago.
You should have paid it forward. You should have re-enveloped them.
Yeah.
Gotten fresh envelopes.
Uh-huh.
Headed over to stamps.com, bought some postage,
uh-huh.
And just like... find another random address and every couple weeks just send them there, and they'd be like, I guess this used to be Bon Jovi's address.
Yeah, maybe that was what somebody was doing to us, huh? Yeah. A weird prank.
Hey, weird prank, Weird Al. Let's get Dan Rather on the line. Tom, let's get into the drugs.
Yeah.
As Bon Jovi famously said in 1986, Richie Sambora, let's get into the drugs.
Is Bon Jovi a drugs guy?
I don't know. Everybody in the 80s, every 80s rock star was a drugs guy, right?
I think so. Like, I think...
I'm not talking out of school here, right?
No.
I mean, I am. I don't know anything about Bon Jovi.
Yeah, but I think it was probably like... like, nah, I'm not a drugs guy. I just do, like, poppers and Quaaludes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody was just doing that. Like, everybody did cocaine in the 80s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Like, everybody between the age of 20 to, like, 45 was always like, all right, now for my daily cocaine in the bathroom at work.
Right. I need to clean the bathroom. Let me do a bump of coke real quick.
Yeah. Cocaine's scary. Like, I to this day, like, I've never seen cocaine.
Wow.
Like, One time I was at a party where it was rumored that there was cocaine use in the next room, and I was like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah. I think it just looks like baking powder.
Yeah, I know what it, like, I've seen it in, like, movies and stuff, okay. But, like, whenever anybody,
walk out of the theater?
Like, if I've ever met anybody that did cocaine, like, I'd be like, I have, and they'd be right. Like, yeah, I didn't like it or whatever, but I'm like, wow, what a crazy life you've had.
All right.
I don't know, I'm not a drugs person, Tom.
No, you're an old biddy.
Until now.
Yeah, until now.
Tom, we're not drugs people because we like CBD.
No, I don't think so.
The reason I do I take CBD occasionally as a supplement.
Just to get fucked up.
No, it's like, first of all, I think it's not helpful for anything. I think everybody's lying. Although we'll get to that.
All
right. But like a family member,
mm-hmm.
not my immediate family.
Okay.
But like somebody, like a woman in her 60s that I know is like, oh yeah, yeah, I do. And it's like, oh, okay.
And you were like, I have to leave. I have
to
get out of here.
Man, you live a wild life. It's like, ah, oh, no, it helps with my arthritis or whatever. And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, whatever, man. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. So I was like, well, all right. Then maybe I should stop being such a baby about it and take it. Tom, do you know what CBD is?
This is actually the first episode ever where we've said like, we should do that. This is a topic next week and we're doing it. Look at us. So first off, I think we should hold for some applause and some accolades.
Yeah. I'm proud of us, Tom.
Yeah.
We said we were going to do something and we did it for the first time in either of our lives.
Yeah. So we talked about this a little bit last week, but I had mentioned that it was my understanding that marijuana, cannabis, Mary Jane, that stuff.
No, what else?
Kush.
Yeah, man.
The green stuff. Grass.
Wavy gravy.
Tiny Tim. You know.
Sleeveless t-shirt.
Yeah, you know, sling. Yeah, give me some, roll up some of that sling for me.
Blur me.
That cannabis, basically the way it works is that there are two things in it that people like. THC and CBD, and they're cannabinoids. And actually, I did do a little research on this. It was like only somewhat recently that they found, like maybe in the 90s or 80s, but I think it was the 90s. It was like fairly recently that they found like, oh, we have like an, I think it's called like an endocannabinoid system in our bodies. And it's basically like, oh, we have like receptors for this stuff.
Yeah, all over on your skin.
Yeah, and
in
like
in your sexual organs, in your intestines.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, oh, we have like receptors for this stuff all over that these little molecules pop right in. They fit right inside.
Yeah.
And like that's why marijuana works. That's why, you know, it gives you some kind of effect.
Hey, man, it's God's plant, man. It's God's herb.
It fits in like a puzzle piece, apparently. And
that
like,
said, I can't smoke marijuana because I go crazy.
You killed a man once.
Yeah. No, I just immediately just start to panic.
Yeah. It's too much for your endo.
Yeah, when people are like,
system.
Oh, yeah, I got my medical marijuana license.
Yeah,
card.
You leave the room.
No, when they're like, I got
so
it
nervous.
In California. Yeah, I just had to tell a doctor I had anxiety. It's like, doesn't that make it 1,000 times crazier? Look, we're going to get a lot of emails like, you guys are misrepresenting. It's fine. Everybody's doing the right thing.
Well, I was going to say the thing with, all right, so CBD and THC. THC is the most known substance that's what makes you high.
Right.
And different plants have different THC levels, and different plants have like different, I don't know if they have different types of THC, but different plants have different effects on people, but everybody's different as well. So I think that's the thing that, the same thing that might make you anxious, somebody else that's anxious, it'll cut that out.
Yeah. Well, maybe I don't need to have take drugs to have a good time, Tom.
Right. You just need to take them to get more nervous.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. Maybe I like being nervous.
But, so it was like...
Maybe I like fixating on the worst case scenario all the time.
But it was like a somewhat more, even more recent discovery that they were like, oh no, there's this other cannabinoid called CBD. What does that stand for?
Cannabidiol. No. Cannabidiol. Yeah, cannabidiol.
Yeah. Yeah, you just watched multiple YouTube videos to see how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
And you got it right.
Yeah.
You doubted yourself, Tim, but then you came back around and you said, no, I'm confident.
Cannabidiol, for Christ's sakes.
So they found that cannabinoid, and they're
it's
like...
It's a phytocannabinoid.
And what does that mean? It's for dogs?
Yeah.
It's for phyto. They found that one, and they were like, oh, this is the thing that's actually responsible for relaxing you.
Right.
You know,
when do you think they discovered it, Tom?
I'm going to say in like the 2000s.
You fool.
When was it?
Way back before WW2 even. Or, you know,
what?
Before
really?
Our entrance in it. 1940.
Wow.
Yeah.
But like, did they know what it did or anything? Or they were just like, what the hell is this?
They didn't know what anything they did back then.
Right.
The doctor was like, I don't know. You're sick. Smoke a cigarette and have a bunch of black coffee and call me in the morning.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, Doc, it worked.
Yeah, you're nervous, you have anxiety, here's a pack of smokes and some coffee.
Yeah, and have a nice big steak.
Yeah, have a
nice... That'll calm you down.
Some cocaine.
Yeah.
Rub this on your gums. No, but I mean, it's only been... it wasn't discovered
in
the
2000s. Do you
what?
A normal...
Doctor,
not smart man, is smarter than a doctor was in 1940.
Oh, 100%. Like I would, like, I mean, not smarter in that, like, you know, if they, wheeled out a skeleton, they were like, name all the bones.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to do that. But I think if they were like, all
yeah,
right.
But like, you know, when at least the doctor in the 40s would be like, oh, well, I know this bone. And it would be like some like racial slur nickname for the bone where it'd be like, that's the bleep.
Yeah.
Muscle, like,
Only the following races have this bone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that. But I think like if you sent me back in time and had me open a medical practice and it was like, we're going to send 20 patients to each of you, and you're going to diagnose them and give them a cure. But I'm still even hamstrung with, like, you can't give them, like, penicillin or whatever. You can't
right.
give them something that hasn't been invented yet. That's the way we're going to do it. No, I think I would beat them out. I think I would be better at the very least, at diagnosing things, where I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, that's... appendicitis.
Right.
It's not.
Don't smoke a cigarette.
Don't smoke a cigarette. Here, take some nerve tonic.
Yeah. And you'd manufacture your own nerve tonic.
Oh, yeah. I'd go town to town selling it. And it would just be Diet Coke. I'd bring the recipe for Diet Coke.
For
back
modern up. Diet Coke.
Yeah, for modern Diet Coke. I'd bring the recipe for whatchamacallit, Splenda back with me. And that would be, I'd market that as a miracle cure for everything. It'd be the richest, I'd be the next Rockefeller.
Well, I don't see that that playing out.
No, they'd be like, this is delicious, Doc. How can I get more? I'd be like, well, the only place you can get it is from me, pal.
Well, but you'd have to pose as a doctor and make it an elixir?
Yeah, but
I
then...
I mean, I guess that's how they got Coca-Cola originally.
Exactly, man. I'm just following in the footsteps of the giants.
Yeah.
In this case, the same giant who then later made Coke
yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
So... What were we talking about before doctors?
CBD.
Yeah, I know CBD, but I was going to say it was like in the 2000s when I think it started getting like isolated, when people realized, oh, we can separate this from THC, or we can actually extract this from hemp that has like only like trace amounts of THC.
Right.
Normally only made to make hemp necklaces. with puka shells on them.
Yeah. Which is a thriving business.
Right. Which, you know, when they went to the puka shell necklace business and told them about this, they were like, we're already printing money, you assholes. Why would we want to get into that business? But you can extract CBD from that. And they realized, oh, this stuff, which is in like pretty small amounts, I think, in most like common strains of marijuana. But you can extract that and then just give people that. And it's like, oh, you get the relaxing effect of marijuana without any kind of high.
Yeah, who wants to be high anyway?
No, but I mean, like, good or bad, whether you want to be high or not, this doesn't. CBD by itself isn't going to produce that.
It's just going to mellow you out, man.
Just going to mellow you out. Just going to smooth everything out. Unless you take a lot of it, then you get high as a goddamn.
There's no psychoactivity,
right?
Like there is.
Yeah, it's not gonna make you a psycho like weed will.
Psychoactivity? What do you mean, like bungee jumping? Right? For me, only psychos do that, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's true.
Scary.
Would you ever go bungee jumping? I don't think I ever would.
I would go skydiving before I went bungee jumping.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm just afraid that the cord's gonna be too long.
Right. Or too short and bounce you back into the bridge or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. I can handle it. I'll just grab onto the bridge.
Yeah, and climb myself back up. Yeah. What the hell was that about, you idiot?
You backwards.
Look what almost happened.
Yeah.
No, like all that stuff.
It just doesn't seem worth it.
Exactly.
For like, it's not like you know, it just seems to be like the least regulated industry, like kind of you know, the psychoactivity.
The psychoactivity industry. You know what? Like, I totally get that it's fun, and I totally get that there is such a small, minuscule risk. But it's like, you know what? There's other shit that's fun that has no risk.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like it. Doof if I died doing that.
100%. Like, I wouldn't want people to hear, like, I hear what happened to Tom. He died in a bungee jump accident.
Yeah. That is a big joke, too.
Yeah, it's a big joke. And then everybody would be like, you know, and then you would tell, like, years later, you would be telling somebody about me because you'd probably, like, talk about me a lot.
Me? You're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you would be like, ah, my friend Tom, like, oh, you never met him. He died in a bungee jump accident. They'd be like, probably like a big extreme sports guy. And then, like, that's how people would remember me.
There's worse ways to be remembered.
Yeah, I guess the way I'd be remembered now is probably worse than being remembered as an extreme
yeah,
sports guy.
Yeah, at least there
guy.
Was, like, some sort of hobby
yeah, whoa,
or some
cool.
sort of part of your identity.
Yeah, but
like,
I can't take advantage
both
of that.
Both of us would be like, oh, your friend Tim or Tom would be like, oh, that guy who was just kind of a guy that was around once in a while.
Yeah, you fell off a curb and died.
Watch TV.
Yeah, he took too much CBD one day and dropped dead.
It's very hard to overdose on CBD.
How hard is it?
I think how hard it's so hard, Tom, that I don't think you can. They say that I think it's 12,000 milligrams you'd need to take, like in like one swig.
Okay.
For it to have any negative effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
Or have any dangerous effect, and like any product that it's is like no more than like a couple milligrams.
Yeah, and like probably your body couldn't even like process it quickly enough to cause damage, right? Like you only have so many receptors.
Yeah. So here, look. Can I tell you something?
No.
I was just in Greenpoint, right?
I see. Yeah, wink, wink. Greenpoint.
No, it's a neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
you and I used
to
live there. CBD has, like, it's recently the FDA has basically said, like, hey, go nuts. It's legal, right?
Yeah. Hey, if you want to destroy your life, that
if you want to sell this, like, go for it. It's fine. Everybody can, can sell it. Like, every single retailer, like I walked by that, you know, that fancy French restaurant. what?
You know that fancy French restaurant?
You know that one?
Oh yeah, yeah. They this is gonna sound like a joke, but they serve escargot.
Yeah, it's like it was the closest when we were roommates. It was the closest like
restaurant
to. And it's like, I actually went there a lot, even though I was like, I don't
like
this.
5 nights out of the week, me and you went for
it wasn't cheap either.
For a fancy French dinner.
It was kind of a fancy place. Now they have a placard outside that says, like, hey, CBD smoothies sold here. Yeah. Like, there's
probably CBD and snails in there.
Yeah. And so, like,
no, I mentioned it last week that, you know, some traveling salesman must have gone to the supermarket close to me, and now they have like 10 different things by the checkout counter that are, you know, CBD brownie, CBD like lollipop, CBD suckers. That, yeah. I guess it's a type of lollipop. CBD like Jolly Ranchers or whatever.
I was walking. I went to the bookstore after that. They were selling it at the bookstore.
CBD books.
Well, no, it was just like pages. CBD stuff, like oil and stuff. And then I went to a toy store. I swear to God, where like I was buying stuff for my niece and nephew. I'm gonna go to visit them.
Was that today you were doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you say that?
Yeah.
No, just because I remember earlier in the car ride as you were barreling down the road at 90 miles an hour, you're like, I got to buy some toys.
Yeah, I had to buy some toys. Okay, so well, I went to this toy store. But it's not like even like a hipster
toy
store.
Hey, kids, Uncle Tim's here with the CBD oil you've been craving.
Yeah, no, it's like it's toys for like infants through like 5 years old.
Okay. But then, yeah, remember like as a kid, you would see those toy stores and you'd be like, oh, awesome. Like, you'd be on vacation or something. You'd be like, oh, let's go in the toy store. And they'd be like, oh, it's a baby toy store.
It's like blocks and stuffed animals and stuff.
Everything's wood. This place sucks.
The new trend in kids' toys in, like, those boutique stores, they're made of wood with magnets in them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it actually is.
I'll have to go check one of those out then.
I think my nephew has every single configuration, every like truck and train that has the made of wood with those magnets in it.
Oh, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So anyway, on the counter there, they have like CBD vape pens.
Oh,
it's like, this is a goddamn
weird
toy store. What are you doing?
Yeah, it'd be one thing. I mean, I guess they shouldn't sell CBD candy at a toy store, but it'd be one thing if it was like
this
oils.
But this is nothing that a kid will ever be purchasing anything in there. It's always like, it's mostly for like, hey, are you an uncle going to visit your niece or nephew because you live in this young neighborhood?
Yeah, and you want to get really messed up beforehand.
Yeah, we also sell CBD, but it doesn't mess you up. Tom, you and I had some CBD last night after our show. We celebrated with some CBD and then went to our respective hotel rooms.
Then I almost fell asleep on the couch in your hotel room. No, we you were like, hey man, you want to come to my hotel room? I got the good stuff. We could trip out after the show to celebrate.
That's not what happened at all.
I was like, oh man, I don't know. That sounds scary, but I'll try it.
I put 4 drops of CBD in a glass of water for each of us.
You put some Sade on the record player.
None of this happened, Tom. I don't appreciate this. So I have the oil, and I talked last week about how I went to a place in like the East Village to get it.
Yeah.
And it's like trendy and overpriced, but like I do think this is kind of the good stuff. Right? Did you feel like
No, I was going to say like I mean, that's the weird thing with the like CBD industry right now that I've seen, and I'm no expert. I'm an expert about a lot of stuff. I'm not an expert about this. I am an expert.
What
about
else are
this.
You an expert in, Tom?
The medical field, all medical fields.
Yeah, Splenda, reverse engineering it.
Yeah, how to diagnose if somebody's needs nerve tonic or not. Mm. What other fields? The transportation industry in general.
I don't think that's...
No, remember I told you earlier you're driving too fast, but it was okay because that also meant that we got where we were going quicker.
I was pretty much going 65 to 70 the entire time.
From what I've seen, like the problem with everything right now is because the FDA is hands off, that they're like, hey man, whatever. You kind of don't know what you're getting with a lot of places. Like, And you'll see, you know, you were mentioning this toy store, but I see at a lot of like strange places, like gas stations and stuff, they'll have CBD, and it's like, oh, is that real?
Or, yeah.
I got some CBD gummies this one time.
Yeah, they have those as well.
Yeah, off of Woot.com, I think it was, or Mad.com, one of those sites. And
where they're just getting rid of a bunch of items. That
like a bunch of overstock items. And
you know, have you seen these overstock.com commercials?
Occasionally, yeah.
The new thing is like they're just like, don't pigeonhole us. You think we just have overstocked items? Yeah. Come on. Like they're like angry at consumers. It's like, well, that's what your business used to be.
Yeah.
And also, it's called overstock.com.
Yeah. Don't get mad at us for pigeonholing us. You did that.
Yeah. A little bit of a lighter touch would go a long way, overstock.com. Sorry. So you bought gummies.
I bought gummies. And then, like, afterwards, I was reading, like, the comments. And the comments were, like, linking to, like, posts on Reddit about this particular company. And they were like, yeah, this company's a bad company. Like, some of their products, like, people took and sent in for testing. And some of their products had tons of THC in it. Like,
oh, geez.
They were just, you know, regular, like, weed gummies. And then they were like, they also were selling a product that when people sent it in to have it tested, it had synthetic cannabinoids.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Which is like the K2 and spice, like the stuff that
turns you into a zombie.
Yeah, or like makes you crazy.
Yeah, it makes you like crave the taste of human flesh and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, they've shut down a couple places in New York, the New York City Health Department, mm-hmm. for selling CBD stuff that's like not CBD. So that's a good thing, right?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, since the FDA, I think, is kind of being like, "Hey, we're hands off." Like, you're selling it as like a supplement. In America, you can basically say, like, you can, you know, package up like some lead shavings and be like, this is a dietary supplement. And the FDA is like, all right, well, it's not a food, it's a dietary supplement. So that's a real tricky thing in the CBD business. I feel like, especially now when you can find it in a million different places, you kind of have to go to a fancy pants place like you went to.
Where it looks like every employee is a cult member who made their own clothes,
right? To get some kind
like
of
smocks, and they're all like they all look like models.
Yeah, to get some kind of assurance that what you're getting is and not only legitimate, but that the dosing is what they're saying it is. Because in a lot of ways, it can be like procured. It's tasteless and odorless. Like, it's not like you're gonna take a swig of something and be like, "Oh, that's strong stuff." Like,
yeah,
you can with some, depending on how it's done. But for the most part, that's not really
the
case.
The kind I have doesn't taste good. It tastes a little chalky, right?
Yeah, but you love the taste of chalk. Yeah, you probably. Yeah, you're sitting there. You're sitting there with a smirk on your face, saying, yeah, it doesn't taste good. And the whole time you're like, yeah, it does taste good. I love it. I have to play along with the rest of society and pretend like I don't like the taste of it. But guess what? I'm only eating it for the taste of it. It doesn't do anything to me.
I wash it down with a bottle of Maalox.
Some milk of magnesia. I love it. It's great. And then I have some Tums for dessert.
Give me that chalk, baby.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Tom. So, all right. So, I got the oil.
Yeah.
You got the gummies.
Uh-huh.
People vape it,
yeah.
Right?
I have one of those. I have a vape pen of those. Because I'll tell you this. Well, it's a double-edged sword. I'll tell you this much. Because when you vape the CBD, at least for me, it's very quick acting because, I mean, anything you inhale, you know, next to injecting it, which I don't think you can do or supposed
yeah,
to
I
do.
Yeah, I don't think, let's say nobody do that.
Yeah, but the vaping and the burping, gets...
Kill them all, of course.
That gets, like, into your bloodstream the quickest.
We haven't heard the jinx in a while.
No, we really... Is he currently in jail?
Yeah, he's awaiting trial, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Huh. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's about time we check back in with the jinx.
I'd like to... Maybe because we should take a trip out to L.A. and then go to his trial.
Oh, no way. I can imagine, like, us doing that as, like, a goof, and then, like, all of a sudden in the trial, like, day two or whatever, or like, halfway through the first day, like... snaps his head behind him and like stares right at us. Oh no, he knows we're here.
Yeah, the jinx I'd be afraid of making eye contact with.
I'm afraid of the jinx as it is, and he's 3,500 miles away
and like 78 years old.
Yeah, and awaiting, you know, he's on parole or whatever. Yeah. Maybe not. I think he's like he's in custody awaiting trial or something, and I'm still terrified, let alone being in the same.
Well, he chopped up numerous people, and like they caught him every time, and then they were like, "Ah, but we gotta let you go."
Yeah, well,
slippery Robbie Durst over here.
We can't stay mad at you.
Sorry.
What were we talking about?
Vaping and how?
Oh, vaping. Yeah, the vaping and the burping. But in my experience, when you vape the CBD, it acts quicker because, like, you know, it's going through your lungs and then it goes into your blood quicker.
Yeah.
However, when you vape anything, you look like a real jerk.
Yeah, it's true.
So
the worst thing is you're walking down the streets of New York and vape smoke that is like maple syrup or something.
Yeah.
Stinks up the whole goddamn sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it's always just like, you know, like. Or it's like raspberry or something.
Yeah.
Like it's like it's always some like guy trying to look tough.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's also the lamest flavors. Like,
yeah.
You're just like, oh, look, it's like a lollipop.
Right, and they're sucking on something that looks like a Doctor Who's sonic screwdriver is like giant contraption.
Steampunk bullshit.
Yeah. I don't like breathing in secondhand smoke like most people.
Right. Well, that's an interesting fact about you, Tom.
But I at least feel like secondhand smoke is it's smoke and like the fire burns things out or whatever. But with vape, when you breathe in somebody's vape, all I can think is like, oh, that's like damp liquid. Like that came from their it went in their lungs and then it came out of their lungs.
Oh, that's like lung juice.
As like liquid that's like humidity in the air, and now I'm breathing it. And I might
as well.
This
makes me not want to breathe air at all, Tom. It's other people's lung crap.
Well, you know what, man? Have some CBD oil and relax. And then you'll be happy to breathe people's air. So that's the vape pen that I have for CBD oil. And again, because like CBD has no real taste, this is flavored to taste like vanilla lavender.
Right.
And like that's like supposed to be like a calming thing. But it's like, well, I don't eat vanilla lavender, though. So.
I eat vanilla, though.
That's true. I eat vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. Vanilla is the best.
Yeah, right? Wasn't it weird when we were kids? Like, vanilla, it's still the case that, you know, if something's plain, it's vanilla.
Yeah.
But it's like, plain's not vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla has a flavor to it.
Yeah, plain is water.
Yeah, if you made plain ice cream with just milk, it would taste like milk. Nobody would like it.
I can't reconcile my love for ice cream and my hatred for milk.
Nobody can. Yeah. I think that's America's problem.
Yeah.
And same thing with cheese. Like,
yeah,
love cheese, but like nobody likes milk. The milk industry is having like a hell of a time selling people our age and younger milk. Like,
yeah.
We saw through it and we're like, nah, we don't want milk from a goddamn cow.
I like how the ads for milk these days are all just like trying to imply that like almond milk is dangerous or something.
Oh, really?
It's
I haven't
just
seen
like
that.
Oh, before you've been fooled by nut milk, why don't you like take a look at
cow
what's
milk.
Actually in there? And it's like it's almonds.
Yeah, almonds
they blend
and water.
Them up and then they add some water and then squeeze out all the stuff.
And you can put that in cereal instead.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
Yeah,
it's
don't fun. You want things that were squeezed out of a thing, right? Don't you want liquid squeezed out of a dirty
animal?
Yeah.
Out of its boobies.
Yeah.
So that's, for me, like, I guess the taste is all right. I've gotten used to it, but I kind of don't like it. But I don't know what. But at the same time, it's like, well, I don't want like a strawberry one either. But the other problem that I have with the CBD vape pen that I have is that it makes like huge clouds of things. So it's like I can't like, you know, discreetly if I'm like, you know, walking down the street, I'm like, I like to chill out for a little bit. Like, I can't discreetly take this. Somebody's going to be like, oh, look at that jerk.
Yeah. I mean, they think that when they see you on the street anyway.
Right.
Look at this jerk lumbering along.
Yeah. And not to like pass judgment on people that vape. Like, it's a hell of a lot better than smoking. Like, if I see somebody walking down the street smoking, I think they are, you know, 10 times the jerk. So.
It's true.
Look, I think most people walking down the street are jerks.
You're right. They also put it in chocolate for kids.
For kids.
Smoothies, like at the French restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They make bath bombs.
Yeah, I'd like to try a bath.
Look, Tom, can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. We stayed at a nice hotel, separate rooms, when we did our show in Boston last night. One thing I was bummed about.
No bath.
No bathtub.
A cool shower, though. A shower where there was a hole in the glass wall so you could reach in for the sink and, you know, turn the sink on if you wanted.
Why would you turn the sink on?
I don't think it was to turn the sink on. I think it was more like, you know, you could keep, like, maybe, like, your shampoo or something there. Or, like, if you wanted to, like, if you're like, I don't have time to brush my teeth, I can just reach through this hole.
Yeah. I don't like when people brush their teeth in the shower.
No, me neither. Come on, there's plenty of time. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, they save a lot of money on glass that way by putting the hole in there.
Yeah. But like sometimes, and I know everything in a hotel is gross, but like I don't know. They clean the bathrooms more often than I clean my bathroom.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know what a bath bomb is. I guess it's just like it puts stuff in the water.
Yeah, it's like I think they're usually like kind of shaped like a ball, and it's the type of thing where like when you throw it in, it like
explodes.
Dissolves. No, it, well, I mean, you would think with a bomb that you'd have to, you know, close the door and cover your head, but it just kind of like fizzles. I think a lot of times maybe. And there's like stuff inside there that probably often things like lavender and vanilla.
Yeah. And in this case, CBD oil, which I think is like now that I know that there's receptors in our skin, I think it's a little less BS than I thought.
Yeah. I didn't know that there were receptors in the skin because I always thought that because I know there are like CBD lotions and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, people with like arthritis and things like that swear by it. But yeah, now that I know it's in the skin, hey. Maybe it's not BS. I mean, maybe it's all BS.
They also make CBD mascara, Tom, which again, like, all right, I guess. I mean,
what,
but that's like,
oh, that's silly.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's a way to like triple the price of mascara at like those places like in the East Village.
Yeah, I mean, I would think like if you're wearing, are there CBD, are there receptors in our eyelashes?
I don't know. Maybe in our hair too, because they also make pomade.
Oh, yeah, stuff like that. That's silly where it's like, look, something like mascara or pomade or whatever, like, hey, you're just looking for like whatever is going to get the look that you want.
Yeah.
And like a pomade type thing, maybe it's like, oh, and also like a nice smell that you want. But like if you want CBD, there's a million other ways to get it. You shouldn't get it through your hair gel.
Hey, look, I don't pass judgment on anybody, Tom.
No, but I mean, I do. You're a dummy if you buy that stuff because it's going to be more expensive than a nicer product.
It's used for treatment, not the pomade, just CBD.
A lot of like, hospitals use the pomade in treatment.
Yeah, when the nurse comes in and does your hair.
Yeah.
For epilepsy, it's actually like an approved use.
Yeah, I
for
think
them.
That's kind of like how it came about. Like, because medical marijuana was being used to treat certain epileptic conditions, and they were like, "Hey, we should like look into how we can make a version of this that doesn't get people high."
Yeah, and they were all the epileptic. People were like, come on.
Hey, come on. We're having a good time.
Come on.
No, I think it was, you know, like in a lot of cases, it was, you know, kids who had epileptic conditions.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's actually like this thing that doesn't get you high that's doing the real work.
The fun
here.
Stuff out.
Yeah.
And they're studying
but
it.
But then more fun stuff for everybody else. They pass it along.
Yeah. They're studying it for other stuff like anxiety, cognition, movement disorders, and pain. Tom, it's got side effects.
Oh, it does?
The joke's on you, though, because they're all awesome. Number one.
Makes you look cool.
Tiredness.
Oh, well, that's not a...
I like being tired.
What? You're tired right now, and you're complaining about it.
No, I said I was exhausted, but, like, I'm having a good time.
I said I was exhausted with a smile on my face.
Yeah. Change in appetite. Cool. I don't want to spend money on food all the time.
No, I think that makes you hungry sometimes.
Well, I like eating.
All right, well, then you have to spend money on food.
Yeah. Diarrhea. That one's not, that's not a good sign.
All right. No, I was waiting to hear you say like, hey, diarrhea is great sometimes.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you're sick and like, you're like, you know, like you're feeling bad and then like, it's like, well, that's a relief.
What?
Right?
No, I don't think so. Like, I've never felt relieved after having diarrhea.
All right.
I've never, because you feel like, oh, that was horrible. Like, and now I feel like dehydrated and weak.
Yeah, it's a good excuse to drink water.
yeah,
or
it makes you tired. Which
Gatorade
is
or Pedialyte. I know how you like drinking Pedialyte.
I don't like it. I keep meaning to try it. It's the newfangled hangover cure, quote unquote.
And it also can cause insomnia or poor quality sleep. And again, I don't understand. But things are like, oh, it makes you sleepy and also not sleepy.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, that's the case with like most medications or like herbal things. That's like, ah, for most people, it cures this thing. But for like 1% of people, no, it makes it worse. I think that's just like the way anything works.
Yeah.
I did. You skipped one thing, which is I have CBD oil that I bought for Ginger, my dog.
Dog CBD oil?
Dog CBD oil.
You're going to get this dog taken away from you.
No, because dogs also have cannabinoid receptors. Like, you should not give a dog THC. That's, you know.
It's abuse.
Yeah, because, like, the dog doesn't understand what's happening. That's messed up. But, like, you can give them CBD because they're going to understand what's happening, which is that they feel more relaxed. However, the CBD oil that I got from my dog, when I put it in her food, she's like, what the hell is this? I'm not eating this food now. So it doesn't really work in that case. But then I take it. I take the dog CBD oil.
Hey, it's just like dog food. You can eat it, too.
Yeah, and I start barking, though.
Mm.
And wagging my tail. Did you know I have a vestigial tail?
Did I know that about you? I didn't know that about you.
You've never seen my butt, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I guess we've never seen each other's butts, huh?
Yeah.
We should probably keep it that way.
I think we should keep it that way, Tom.
All right, good.
I was looking into...
Very few people have seen my butt. I'm not like a big mooner.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I guess we are both men, like, approaching being
40
years old.
No, but, like, at any time in my life, when other people were like, oh, let's move, it's like, I never understood the appeal of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like, and the joke's on me? I don't understand. I saw your butt. You're the one who should be embarrassed.
Your ugly butt.
Yeah, I've never been mooned by somebody who's been like, wow, what an ass.
I've been like this. What an ass.
Yeah, exactly.
See? I was looking into like how they extract CBD. Cause, like,
squeezing.
You would think. Well, kind of. There's three methods, Tom. And like they're all too complicated to get into.
Okay.
But I just want to list them out. The first one is the supercritical CO2 extraction method.
Of course, yeah.
The second one is the ethanol and canola oil method.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is the Rick Simpson method.
Where you get Rick Simpson to do it for you?
Yeah. It's just a guy that, you know, that's a cool legacy, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, you don't know anything more about that? Because, like, is that something where it's like, it's just like a combination of the other two methods?
No.
I know that, like, the CO2 versus the ethanol, like, people have moved away from like the ethanol version because that's basically like using ethanol, which like you should not consume to get the CBD out of the plant. But then you get the ethanol back out and like they get all of it, but it's still like, maybe you didn't get all of it. So people don't like that. Whereas CO2, it's like, hey, that's what plants like. So that's fine. We can get that.
It's the safest and most efficient, the CO2.
Right. Oh, yeah, that too. It's like the most efficient.
But it's also the most expensive.
Always comes at a cost.
No, I don't understand the Rick Simpson method. It utilizes a hydrocarbon such as butane, pentane, propane, hexane, or acetone.
All things that you shouldn't consume.
Yeah, with a low boiling point, hydrocarbons like butane can easily be purged at the end of the extraction.
Right, yeah, they can get rid of it.
They burn it off.
Yeah.
Or they boil it off.
Boil it off.
Yeah. But I don't know. See, like, look, I couldn't even fathom that, like, somebody would think to drink milk, to squeeze something out of a dirty animal and drink that.
Well, I'm boiling off butane.
Yeah, no, when people are like, oh, of course, this is how we extract stuff from stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we can get rid of the butane later.
Yeah, but it's just like, who thought of this?
No.
Why do, I don't know.
Crazy scientists.
So what have we learned about CBD? It probably doesn't work.
Well, what's your... Because you're kind of on the fence that you're like, this might be a placebo, which is fine.
Yeah,
because
if it's a placebo, it's still calming me down.
Right, and like placebos have been proven to be in like almost everything just as effective if the person doesn't know it's a placebo.
Look, I just feel like if I spent $50 on a small little... like a bottle,
right,
of like a couple hundred milligrams,
mm-hmm.
From like some like you know, obnoxious store in the East Village that was like staffed by wood nymphs, right? Like, it's like, there's no way that this has like medical value in my life. No, right. this is the definition of snake oil. Like, yeah. It was like, they're laughing all the way to the bank, right? Like,
they sold you a ball of spit.
Yeah, pretty much. They all look mixed like with, they all look oil. Like Calvin Klein models from the mid 90s in like smocks that they made themselves.
Uh-huh.
And they were just like, "Hello, what can I help you with?"
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all kind of like soothing smells and sounds in the place.
So it was an experience. They were selling you on the experience, which doesn't sound bad. I might go to this place tomorrow.
Yeah, you should. Tell them I sent you. They'll be like,
"Hey, Tim sent me."
You know, that's the kind of place that they'd be like, "Oh, great. Yeah, Tim's great. He's one of our best customers." Right?
Yeah, just cuz like, I don't know. It sounds like he has bought one tiny bottle a few months ago.
Yeah, actually you startled him at one point when you said if you need help with anything. He didn't realize you were behind him. And he was knocked down a bunch of stuff and went like, "What? Okay, fine."
They were like, "Oh, you need CBD oil more desperately than we thought." I do think, like, I think it's good for relaxing, certain types of pain relief for sure. It seems like, you know, like some people who have, you know, very serious conditions swear by it, and that's fantastic. But I do fear that the two things, like, you know, putting it in pomade and mascara, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then there are also, like, a lot of people that are trying to say, like, it's a cure-all. Like, literally, no matter what is wrong with you, this will fix that. And it's like, no, nothing's that.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
if anything is, this is.
But at the same time, it's like, well, it seems like it doesn't hurt. So, you know, whatever. And
just don't inject it.
Yeah, just don't inject it. And if, I don't know, if it works for you, it works for you. I mean, don't spend too much money on it, but
don't tell people how to spend their money, Tom.
Well, I'm saying, like, don't, like, if somebody's like, "Oh, this particular one, like, it's $300 a drop," like, don't do that. But also,
I mean, you know, that's not great.
I guess I don't. Yeah. You know, if somebody tells you it's $300 a drop, buy it. But also, if, like, something's like,
why don't you stay out of it, Tom?
If something's cheap and it's at a gas station, you know, come on. Hey. Everybody's looking for a buck.
Use your head,
we
drugs,
should sell
people.
CBD oil.
Yeah, Complete Guide branded.
Complete Guide branded CBD oil. And, you know, it can be anything. It can be motor oil.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
If you like the show, you can find out more information about it at tcgte.com.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me at Your Pal Tim.
If you want to support the show, support our sponsors. You can also check out tcgt.com/Amazon for our Amazon link, where anything you buy from Amazon, they give us a proceed from that, a portion of the proceeds.
They sell a lot of CBD stuff on Amazon.
They do, but honestly, like that, a lot of the stuff that they sell,
do your research.
Yeah, is a little dicey. I would not use Amazon for CBD. I mean, check it out. Like, read the reviews though. Don't just take stuff at face value.
Patreon.
Yeah. No, I was going to mention the place that I bought stuff from, but I forget what it is. that I did research and it was reputable, but I don't want to give them a free ad either. Patreon.com/completeguide. That's where you should look. Don't spend your money on CBD oil.
This will calm you down.
We talk about a cure all. The cure all is patreon.com/completeguide, where we have a bunch of back episodes of other mini episodes that we used to do. But the thing we're doing right now, Books the Podcast. We just wrapped up Books the Podcast, The Great Gatsby. Tim read The Great Gatsby, told me about it. Then I watched the movie The Great Gatsby, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, and told Tim about that.
In an hour-long episode.
In an hour-long episode.
An hour-long.
Yeah, these are kind of no longer mini-episodes with Books the Podcast. But this week we are kicking off our next book, which is The Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies. I don't think it's The Lord of the Flies.
We'll get into it.
Lord of the Flies by William Golding. Everybody knows this book, but do you really know it?
You think you know, but you have no idea.
You think you know it, but do you know it by having me read it and tell you about it? You'd have to find out at patreon.com/completeguide.
You know what my main problem with the CBD stuff is?
What?
I think it's technology. I honestly think it's smartphones.
You think CBD is technology?
No. I think it's like nanobots. I think we have we've fucked up our brains so bad with smartphones and
traffic lights.
Yeah, exactly. That everybody it's like from young to old are just like, well, I hope this works because I need something to fix me. Yeah. Like, everybody's just like, no, I am so fucking damaged right now that I, hopefully this will cure all my things.
Right. My brain is on fire constantly from, like, sensory overload and, exhaustion from being outraged about 30 different things a day. And then also having to deal with other humans that are suffering from the same afflictions.
Yeah.
Jesus, give me something.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like there was stuff like this, like, that were always kind of fringy, like, take, like, this route or whatever, and this calm you down. But, like, this just went so mainstream so quickly, because just like, I feel fucking crazy all the time. Hopefully this will help.
Well, and I think the added aspect of, like, this is like extracted from something that in, most of our country is still illegal. And certainly, you know, a few years ago, the majority of the country, most of the country, all the country was illegal. So that gives like, oh, you know what? Like, I trust that that does something more than like valerian root does something because it's got that edge to it. It's got a little bit of a...
Yeah, but I do feel like if this came out in the 80s and was it would just be at weird health food stores. It wouldn't be like anywhere you can buy anything, you can buy this thing.
Yeah, are you desperate for some kind of relief from the modern world?
Yeah, like literally anywhere you can buy anything, they're just like, you probably want this. Oh, this is our biggest seller because it's the thing that will hopefully quiet your brain for 5 seconds once in a while.
It's weird, Tim. We did meditation a few weeks ago. Now we're doing CBD oil. Next week, crystals?
Yeah, Reiki and stuff.
Yeah, should this just become like a new age podcast?
Well, it's all, look, the fact that all this stuff needs to
hey,
go.
Hey, we're in a new age.
Yeah, it's,
the information age.
Yeah. Look, we've gone so crazy, all this stuff that everybody was like, you know what? I don't need that stuff to relax. I feel fine. Everybody's like, I'm never relaxed now.
Yeah. You're telling me if I put a crystal up my butt, that will help? Hey, you know what? It's worth a try.
Yeah. Well, tune in for crystals next week.
Find out more about that. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.